Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here in New York, several arrests at a large demonstration at the Barclays Center. Clashes between protesters and police resulting in several arrests. Now, with all this in mind, joining us live right now on 1010 Winds is Senator Zellner Myrie, Democrat from District 20 in Brooklyn, who tweeted last night, quote, "I was pepper sprayed and handcuffed tonight, along with at your favorite ASW. We came in solidarity and to keep the peace. We are still processing what happened," end quote. Senator, thank you for joining us here on 1010 Winds. Can you provide details about where you were and what happened when this incident took place?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Myself and Assembly Member Diana Richardson went down to the Barclays Center with really two things in mind. One, to show solidarity. We are both black people in this country and feel the rage and what is happening in this country, but also to be peacemakers. We are elected officials. We work with law enforcement. We knew many of the top brass that was involved. And so we wanted to be a liaison to help bring down the temperature if things got out of control. And as a peacemaker and as someone trying to follow orders, I was instead met with a pepper spray and handcuffs. And it was a really, really a tragic situation that I was only able to not be processed because of my title as a state senator.
Well, to make clear for everyone, was this at the Floyd demonstrations at the Barclays Center? Around what time did this happen?
So the demonstration started about 6 p.m., and I and the assemblywoman arrived closer to 7, and I was pepper sprayed closer to 8 o'clock.
Also, you had mentioned you were there to, as you mentioned, to paraphrase, to keep the peace. But what did police say led to the handcuffing, and were there arrests, were there charges? And if you were trying to keep the peace, how did you wind up getting handcuffed?
Well, that is exactly what I have been trying to figure out for the past 24 hours in processing this. I was following orders. We were retreating as instructed, and I was getting hit with a police bicycle in my legs and my back. I was being pushed and shoved by the strategic response team and then subsequently pepper sprayed and handcuffed, and no one could give me an answer as to why I was taken away.
Were there any arrests? Were there any charges leading to this arrest?
There were no charges. Once they realized who I was, I was taken out of custody, a luxury that many of the protesters who were similarly situated did not enjoy.
And you mentioned you were there to provide solidarity, but also to keep the peace. So some would ask you, what would you say to those who say that is the job of police?
Well, I think that the police do have a role in keeping peace, and their job is to de-escalate. But there have been clear lapses in that responsibility, as demonstrated by my own pepper spraying and the pepper spraying of my colleagues. I believe very strongly in police relations that build trust, and I work with my local precincts on a regular basis. But what we saw at the Barclays Center weren't our community officers. These were officers from outside of our neighborhood who weren't from there. Added to that, we had elements that attended this rally that did want to incite violence, and it made it very hard for us to get our message out.
Well, your thoughts on the violence and the destruction that did take place, including there and across the country?
You know, I think every single person can, you know, unequivocally condemn any sort of violence that is destructive. But let me say this. The people who are from here, the pain that black people feel all across this country, cannot be blamed and cannot be mitigated by talking about the few bad elements. I think we get caught up in the who at the protest and not the why. And the truth is that the overwhelming majority of people that attended this had no intention to start violence, but wanted to peacefully but forcefully express their condemnation at police brutality.
And unfortunately, as you mentioned, you had no intention, as you mentioned, of inciting any violence, yet, of course, you wound up being handcuffed, you know, as, according to your tweet and your report. So what's your advice for those who might attend similar protests, including one recently, just, you know, a few hours ago, of Harlem protests heading down to blocking parts of the FDR when, as you mentioned, you, as you said, inadvertently wound up getting handcuffed and were there to keep the peace? What advice?
That's what's so difficult about this. I would urge all of the people that are contemplating going to a protest to keep in mind that there is no status or title that confers extra protection to you. So be safe and be wise in your interactions with law enforcement because you just never know. I think, you know, most people walk away from these protests without being harmed, without having an incident, and I would urge people to try their best to be in that position.
And also the mayor did say there will now be a full review of what happened, adding that both protesters and police will be held accountable for acts of violence, as he put it, the Brooklyn demonstration. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's fair. I think it's fair to look at whoever provocateurs, both uniformed and non-uniformed. I think that no one in this community, no one that cares deeply about these issues, no one that is hurt by police brutality wants to see that message distilled by distraction and destruction. And so I think having an independent investigation that brings to bear the facts and has law enforcement follow the facts would be helpful for everyone.
Do you plan, a final question, do you plan to attend other similar protests / demonstrations? What will your role be framed by what, you know, you tweeted about?
So I do plan on attending demonstrations. I don't know if I'll be at any today, but I do plan on attending them in the future. And I think my experience will inform my interactions with law enforcement and protesters alike.
And your thoughts about the protesters and the message they're trying to put out in general?
Dr. King said that rioters, the message of the rioter is that they are unheard. And a lot of people have tried to conflate the protests with riots, and I think that's an unfair conflation. But they share that same message, that they have not been heard through the system, and so they have taken to outside mechanisms in order to be heard.
Senator Zellner Omiri, Democrat from District 20 in Brooklyn, thank you so much for joining us here on 1010 Wins.
Thank you for having me.